We're going to move into a time of communion, communing with God, receiving from Him and enjoying His presence, His relationship, communion with one another as the body of Christ. I'm going to invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve communion, to distribute these simple things, bread and juice. The bread pictures Jesus' body torn and crushed and broken on the cross for me. The blood points to the juice points to His blood poured out on the cross to wash a sinner clean. And if you're a believer in Jesus, if you've come to Jesus and Jesus alone as your only hope, if you've come simply not as a self-righteous Pharisee saying, "Oh God, I thank you that I'm not like other sinners. I'm not as bad as all these wretches that are sitting around me." Instead to say, "You know what? I don't deserve anything but hell. But God, be merciful to me, a sinner." If you've never come to that place, I'd invite you. God is mighty to save. Simply cry out to Jesus today and say, "God, be merciful to me, the sinner." And He will. He'll forgive you. He'll wash you clean. He'll make you new. He'll make you a new creation in Christ. He'll change you from the inside out. He'll give you a new heart and new desires. So this is an opportunity for those who are believers in Jesus, who are trusting only and completely in the finished work of Jesus on the cross for our salvation, for us to commune with the God of the universe. Jesus has opened up a way for us to have a relationship with the Father through His flesh, broken and torn on the cross. So if you're a believer, you're welcome to take, receive bread and juice. Hold that in your hand and reflect on what Jesus is for you, the price He paid for you. Enjoy the relationship you have with the Father today because of what Jesus did. Once we've all been served, we'll give thanks and take that together as a body of believers. Father, we hold in our hands this morning reminders of what Your only Son did for the likes of me. Jesus, thank You for humbling Yourself, for leaving Your Father's side, pursuing sinners like us, for paying our price in full. Thank You for the gift that we don't deserve, we could never earn. God who forgives sinners based on the finished work of our Lord Jesus, thank You. Thank You, Holy Spirit, for opening blind eyes to see the cross for what it truly is. We commune with You today because of the way opened up through the veil, the body, the flesh of Jesus, torn open, so that we could enjoy fellowship with God today. Thank You for the fellowship, the communion that we enjoy. We remember, Jesus, what it cost You. And we say thank You, and we receive a good gift from Your hand. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash sinners clean, to make us new. Drink.